It's Friday, February 21st, and with your news at 8 a.m, I am Leonard Witbien. The late founding president, Dr. Semnyomah's remains have left Windhoek for memorial services across the country. The national hero, who died on February 8 at the age of 95, will be laid to rest on March 1st at Heroes Acre near the capital. One Africa TV News on One's Willem Sneeman.
Nyoma's final journey began when his remains were brought to the State House in Windhoek, where President Nangolo Mbumba received them. Brigadier General Hidi Monjila Shafashike narrated the proceedings.
The significance of a state funeral led by the Namibia Defence Force is profound.
Mbumba received the remains in the presence of former President Hifikepunye Pohamba, the Nyoma family members, government ministers and army chiefs.
Catch last night's full bulletin on oneafrica.tv and weeknights at 7. You can watch on GoTV Channel 84, DSTV Channel 284 or stream for free on oneafrica.tv. Top executives in the country's banking sector convened this week for a CEO roundtable engagement to address key industry issues, including climate risk, cybersecurity threats, and regulatory priorities. Hosted by the Bank of Namibia, the meeting was themed Setting the Scene and Driving Impact for 2025. According to Naufiku Hamunime, technical expert in international relations and sustainability at Bonn,
the session provided a platform for leaders in the financial sector to discuss critical industry developments, including climate risk, cybersecurity threats, and regulatory priorities. The bank also unpacked its recently unveiled 2025 to 2027 strategic plan and reflected on findings from the World Bank's 2025 report titled Country Partnership Framework for Namibia, which outlined challenges in Namibia's financial sector in need of addressing.
South Africa's Cyril Ramaphosa at this year's G20 summit advocated for green industrialization and investment in critical minerals to drive sustainable development. In his keynote address, he urged G20 leaders to support efforts that ensure the benefits of these minerals are shared globally, benefiting both the global South and North.
The climate crisis is no longer a threat. It is a catastrophic reality that all of us in the world must face. The impact of climate change places a disproportionate and unjust burden on the poorest. As the G20, we must seize this opportunity to innovate and drive sustainable solutions.
Continentally, Reuters has it that the Congolese army on Thursday called on deserters to rejoin their units after rogue soldiers fired gunshots and looted parts of Lubero following their retreat from clashes with advancing Rwandan-backed M23 rebels. The unrest highlights growing disarray within the military as the M23 rebel group continues its offensive, having seized two of eastern DRC's largest cities and raising concerns of a broader conflict. U.S. President Donald Trump says he'll add lumber to the list of goods facing new tariffs. This move is expected to hurt neighbors Canada and Mexico particularly hard. Nick Harper reports for us from Washington.
April the 2nd is the date when $50 billion worth of lumber and other forest-related products could get more expensive. President Donald Trump has added them to the list of cars, semiconductors and pharmaceuticals that are all expected to be hit with a 25% increase from early April. Now that's a big problem for Canada and Mexico, as 46% of all imported lumber into the US comes from those two countries. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate and on time.